Hi, this is Drew, and thanks for listening to our podcast. Hopefully, you've been enjoying our show for a while now, but if you're a brand new listener, then the next 50 seconds are not for you, so just go ahead and fast forward a bit. I just wanted to ask our longtime listeners to consider becoming patrons of The Drew Marshall Show, because by throwing us just a few bucks each month, you'll be helping what many tell us is the most brutally authentic spiritual show they've ever heard stay on the air. Look, as loyal podcast listeners, you've been getting the same programming our radio listeners have been hearing live Saturdays 1 to 5 for the last 16 years. Except you get to hear everything commercial-free, you smart consumer, you. Well, because of a brand new arrangement with our studio, our expenses have now gone through the roof. And to be brutally honest, we could use the help to cover those costs. So just before you go to bed tonight, maybe you could stop by our website and click on the giant click here to become a patron sign. And if a whole bunch of you were able to scrounge up like $4 per month, then individually your $4 would have just made a massive difference in helping us cover what it costs to bring you the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, that's it. Sorry to bug you. Now on with the show. I hope you have a good sleep tonight after you become a patron.
I wonder if she's tired of, you know, having people introduce her with this song.
Well, you know what? It was that or Into the Mystic by Van Morrison.
Why? Does that talk about the River Jordan?
What is her title?
Oh, I get it. River Jordan's on the line. She's a friend. She is a fan. She is fantastic. She's the author
friend
of Confessions.
Yeah. Wow.
I was just doing some more alliteration.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about if it's true or not.
Sorry.
She's the author of Confessions of a Mystic Christian Mystic.
Sounds like two words.
RiverJordanInc.com. RiverJordanInc.com. She's also a tattoo artist. River Jordan on the Drew Marshall Show. How are you? Hello. How are you?
Oh, I didn't realize how much that I had missed you guys.
I know.
You know?
I know. It's been a while.
I got beat up, you know, for 30 seconds there, and I was like, this is really fun. This is fun.
It's funny. Every time I have Candace Cameron on the show, she says in the interview, why do I say yes to coming on your show? Why do I keep doing that?
Yeah.
Well, I want to read the setup to this book here because we have some stop points along the way. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm running.
With a unique mix of passionate revelation and quirky humor, River Jordan takes us on a journey through her southern childhood to her present-day life as a novelist. So I want to stop there for a second, River Jordan. Growing up in the South means that you are a what?
That's so many things. Do you mean spiritually?
I mean anything. Like, I grew up in Canada, so that means I can easily slip into, like, a hoser accent, eh? It means that there's no such thing as cold weather. It's just dressing improperly. It means that I like hockey more than sometimes life. And it means that we can outdrink any American because our beers have a higher alcohol percentage.
Yeah, but I know how to drink high gravity beer, man.
Okay.
I'll join you anytime. Being from the South is it's all about the dirt and mud and creeks and heat lightning. And I grew up in the rural South, and really, I guess I should say the poor rural South. So that has a little bit of a different flavor to it than possibly growing up in a privileged, you know, a different kind of genteel way of being. You know, we were, you know, I was raised by people who were very backwards, blue collar, hard working, hard believing, hard drinking, all those things. So, and it really is a part of my lifeblood.
So, in other words, it's the birthplace of Christian hypocrisy.
No, sir. As I say in the beginning of one of those chapters, I was raised by women who believed in Jesus and could tell the future. And that's all true. And no, my grandmother sure wasn't a hypocrite. You know, hypocrisy is kind of born everywhere, isn't it? You find that under every rock in every community.
Yeah, that's true. So what do you mean they could see the future? You were, your relatives were witches or something? What's going on?
Oh, that would be fun. You know, they were gifted. And so I have this beautiful essay in the book, or this portion about the fact that, you know, Jesus ran through our blood like pine sap through the trees. But they believed in signs and dreams and sort of forebodings. And, you know, the thing about being in the South is it's very influenced by where all the people came from and what's genetically in our blood. I believe in that. And a lot of Native American storytelling tradition and a spirituality to the earth. And, of course, a lot of Scottish and Irish roots in the South as well.
Yeah.
So you also have that link to superstition. And I think Flannery O'Connor, the Southern writer, Southern Gothic writer, does a beautiful job of eliminating that. Her stories are darker than mine, I think. But, you know, she does a great job of blending those two and bringing them to light.
So do you think that the evangelical Christian community is going to get upset with you and your book?
You know, I have so many smart answers to that I would say. You know, I really have been more interested in people discovering the book that are called to signs and wonders and are interested in the mystery of divinity. Hmm. And since I'm Episcopalian, I really haven't, you know, I haven't focused on who wouldn't like the book, more than focusing on who would fall in love with it.
That's interesting, because when I think about some of my writing, forefront of my mind is the people that wouldn't like it. Maybe I need to change that.
Sure. I would highly recommend you change that. I mean, we should live our lives from a place of walking out the door, finding people we love who love us too. And, you know, Jesus had those words about you leave somebody's house and they don't receive you, then shake the dirt off your feet, man, and keep on going. And naturally, there are communities, and they're going to be religious communities, that don't appreciate your gift or your words don't speak to their heart. That's fine. You know, there are lots of words out there. Just go let them fly and be free and find the people who need them.
River Jordan is an established literary figure, a speaker, a teacher, a radio host, and her work has been featured by Publishers Weekly, Booklist, NPR's Book Talk, Guidepost Magazine, and the Southern Literary Review. The Southern Literary Review. That kind of sounds like an oxymoron.
Oh, you're bad. You're so bad. We're gonna have to go back to playing Into the Mystic. You know, you make me want to get a plane ticket to Canada.
I know.
Just come. I want to be there in person, Drew.
You smack me upside the head. I know. Okay, so River, is this a memoir?
Parts of it are, you know. Certainly parts are memoir. It is really a fusion of faith and fiction, and it has parts of it that are some of the most beautiful parts to me are memoir, and then it has slices of fiction, a prologue of a novel in progress, a short story about a man that sees a light at his window that changes him at that moment. I really love it. I love the anomaly that it is.
Mm-hmm. All right, so after I'm done reading it, I'm on a plane, I read the whole book, I get off the plane, how am I going to feel after having just read your book? I know it's impossible for you to say how I'm going to feel, but how would you like, if you imagine me reading your book, what do you think will seep into my soul? What do you hope will seep into my soul after reading Confessions of a Christian Mystic?
That people will immediately say, River Jordan is my new best friend for life. I love and adore her, and I want everyone to read this book. And that's me being smart, kind of. And for people to say, I think if the mystery of life, the divine mystery of life, is stirred up in someone's soul from reading these stories, or for one, they're going to be entertained by it, but also comforted. And I think if it creates in them a curiosity about God or the divine, and this incredible wild mystery tour called Life that we're writing together. That would be awesome. Just to use a word that's overused, So divine curiosity. If it sparks in them that, I would be satisfied, and I believe that it will. The early words and reviews have blown me away, Drew, that have come in about this book. And I'll tell you, one of the funny things is that people keep going, how raw, how honest, how brave of you. And I thought, oh, my God, what have I written?
Yeah.
What have I told that I didn't need to put out there that now I'm going to have to deal with? It's all pretty transparent.
So speaking of that, at 4:45 on today's show, kids, we have a very important announcement, and it's not going to happen until 4:45, just before the end of this week's show. I have some very exciting news to announce, so tune in at that point in time. But right now, River Jordan's on the line. She is an author of this new book, Confessions of a Christian Mystic. I want people to get a little idea of the River Jordan that I've come to know over the years, so I'm going to ask you some pokey questions. You ready?
Pokey. Oh, please. I love pokey.
Feel free to call me Pokemon.
But
a shocker, yeah. Is there a God?
Of course.
Based on what?
His existence. I'm just giving you my whole everything. I cannot apologize for believing, and I cannot apologize for the fact that I have always believed. As I say in the book, I was born believing, and what a gift that is. You know, what an incredible gift. And it's all I know. It's all I know.
Which God do you worship?
I'm a Trinity girl, so I don't even know. To me, there's like one God, dude, one God. There's the God, you know? And, I'm a believer in, you know, the Apostles' Creed, and that's my holy place.
Tell me about a supernatural encounter you've had with this God that you worship.
Okay. I have a chapter in the book called, I don't even know what it's called at this moment. It's got some really wonderful chapter titles. And I have what I believe is a steering wheel prayer, the old SWP as I call it. You know, when you have reached the end of the bucket and you just, you can't go on, and you throw your head down on the steering wheel and just go, God, you know, I'm now officially at the end of my rope. And there have been times in my life that I've done that when I really was at the end of my rope, and some amazing things have occurred at that moment. And so at this particular time, I was a single mother and I was having trouble with my children. And I had just taken, you know, my younger son to elementary school and dropped him off, and just each of them were having problems in different ways, significant ways. And I was at a red light, Drew, and I put my head over on the steering wheel, and it was like, oh, God. And in that moment, I remember thinking, Jesus knows what I'm going through. You know, my Lord knows what I'm going through. And I suddenly started feeling like somebody was looking at me, and you know how we have that, we do have that sixth sense. We feel like someone's watching us or looking at us. And I raised my head up from the steering wheel and I looked around, and there was this huge, like, bearded dude in the back seat of the car next to me. And all you could really see was kind of a part of him. And he gives me this little wave, like a child's wave, you know, not like an adult wave. And I waved back at him that way, and my heart in this moment was just lifted, like, so much, completely turned around. All my burdens lifted in that split second. And I just smiled and turned the light turned green and I started driving forward. And then I realized, wait a minute, there's no way that guy could fit in the back of that little car and be turned sideways. And I'm trying to look if the car is going through traffic. I'm trying to look back at the back seat to find the guy, and all I see in the back seat is luggage. I don't even see a guy. And I just realized, wow, did I just see an angel? Was that? You know, I know what I experienced. I don't know what I saw, but I would say that's a supernatural God moment. It was an answer to a prayer, and it was an instant change in my being. You know, everything. I went from the depth of despair to having a light heart and a smile and feeling delivered from that burden.
Wow.
Kind of wild.
River Jordan, author of Confessions of a Christian Mystic. River, okay, which one of these two events had the greater impact on your spiritual journey? You ready? Which one of these two events? Dancing disco nights or midnight desert rides?
Midnight desert rides. Those dancing disco nights, man, they were something. And, you know, I write about where that darkness kind of led to. And of course, there's some incredible stories in the book of what came out of that. And the fact that I looked up one day at a book signing to see Donna Summer at my book signing, sitting in the audience looking at me. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, the last dance, the love to love, you baby woman. And little did I know, she lived in Nashville and she was interested in my writing. And we became friends and had lunch. And she was deeply spiritual and very intelligent. And so anyway, that's part of the disco nights involves that Donna Summer song. And then the midnight desert rides, you know, that's kind of a wild time, but that was me being alone with God. And I mean, I was in the middle of high desert in one of the most incredible lightning storms in the world, and it was like I was the only person on the planet.
Man. You've lived a crazy life, young lady. A cray-cray life, as the kids say. And on the line with River Jordan, probably one of the most recognizable names, because, you know, she's an author and she's a rock star and she's a great disco dancer and she sees men with beards in her back seat and Donna Summer at book signings. And she's got this name, River Jordan. River, have you ever considered changing your name?
Yes, I have. Would you like to know what I was thinking of changing it to?
Go for it.
All right. Paige Turner.
That's awesome.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's really
good, huh?
You know,
yeah, so if I ever go write romance novels or something else, that's the name I'm going to go by.
Yeah. You know, when you at horse shows, you can enter your horse under any name. It doesn't have to be the official name of the horse. And so I remember setting up this girl who was going to ride this particular horse, and I went over to the booth and registered the name for the horse. And she didn't know that I registered the horse under this name. And the announcer came on the big speakers and said, all right, now entering the, what was it? Here comes number 37. I can't remember the girl's name. Susie Q riding buck naked.
There you go. There you go.
I got to shorten that story. It's not quite that good.
You should have changed your name to Godiva.
Really? Really?
Lady Godiva?
I got it.
Riding buck
yeah,
naked?
Yeah. River, what is the most succinct way you can explain to our listeners, and myself actually, I'm interested in your answer on this one. The other questions I wasn't interested in your answer, just this one. How do you succinctly describe the trajectory of your spiritual journey?
Deepening, moving always from the shore to deeper water, deeper water, deeper water. And you know, I pray that with growing older, that water becomes clearer as it becomes deeper, not darker. And so that really has been the trajectory. And you know, I cannot deny that age has contributed to a spiritual maturity. I think there's sometimes time, there's just no replacing it, you know. And but the lovely thing is being able to go back and to read wonderful writings from people, from, you know, George MacDonald, for instance, you know, just, wow, blows me away, from different centuries, and them being, you know, as they got older, writing. So anyway, I think the trajectory is, you know, it is just a deepening and deeper water. And I love the passion of young faith and new faith. And so I hope to never lose that as well.
What's something, and I'll finish with this if you don't mind. I'd love to know what River Jordan used to believe but now no longer believes.
Oh, you're so tricky. You know, no wonder when I talk to people on the radio, they go, wow, that's a good question, because at the time they have no idea how to answer that. I'm wondering what stages, I honest to God, Drew, I can't think of anything in particular.
Let's just talk theologically, right? So, for example, theologically, I used to believe in backward masking. No, but I used to believe that if you went into a New Age store and smelled incense, you know, that was the smell of Satan, and so you'd get Satan on you. Mm-hmm. Or I used to believe that the more money you gave to the church, the more money God would give you. I used to believe that stuff. I now no longer believe those.
Oh, well, I don't know, Drew. You got to watch out for some of those incense shops, man. It can get dark and dangerous in there. And you know, it's still good to give God your money. But I'll tell you something that I used to believe more in my wrongness. I used to have more faith in me and my mistakes. And I was always kind of, you know, like concentrating on my faith in God, but in life, you know, I put so much more stock in me and everything I got wrong than I do now. Huh. And what I put stock in now is I am in awe and amazed at God's faith in me. It blows me away.
Very cool.
That he continues to trust me with words on the page.
Yeah. Wow.
Miss Page Turner.
Calling Miss Page Turner.
You got it.
River Jordan Inc. is the name of the tattoo parlor you need to visit. RiverJordanInc.com is the website, all about River Jordan, and that's who we've been speaking with. She is the author of this brand new book, Confessions of a Christian Mystic. This is an entertaining read. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't just, you know, theology and dryness. This is real life, earthy spirituality. I appreciate you, River. You know that.
I appreciate you too, Drew.
Thank you guys very much for having me on. All right. Enjoy your weekend. Bye, River. Bye. River Jordan. I like saying that. River Jordan.
It's so cool.
Page Turner. Buck naked. There was another one that came out. What did you say? Godiva. I still don't get that one.
Lady Godiva was.
Oh, I get it.
She rode around the city. Yeah.